So I've got a recorder going, and I'm just curious, Greg, what is your reaction to this report? Do you think it's, I mean, it clearly states this is a worst case possible scenario.
Yes.
So what is your reaction to this?
So I was alarmed, and more importantly, I was disappointed. I mean, and the reason for that is it clearly states worst case, but what the EPA is looking for is, you know, worst case. I mean, the situation, let me take a step back. What they described at worst case would never happen. And what I mean by that is when you look at worst case, they failed to include, you know, the right assumptions, meaning that they modeled, for example, a tank fails and leaks 50,000 pounds of acid in the parking lot, right? That's basically what they modeled for hydrochloric acid. In reality, the tank is inside of a containment area. So in other words, if the tank leaks, all of that material is contained and it resides inside a building. And the EPA modeling allows you to account for containment and it being in an enclosed building. And by design, that's the worst case. So the scenario that was modeled, you know, is invalid. And that's why I was alarmed and concerned.
Yeah, it just continues to stir this thing up. I mean, at this stage, you've got a legal permit. You're upfitting your building. You're getting ready to go. As far as this report is concerned, does that change anything as far as what you're all doing?
No, absolutely not. I mean, we're everything that we do is scrutinized. I mean, by the regulatory agencies. I mean, York County. You know, if we need a permit submission approved, you know, they study it in detail. But they're approving permits. DES, you know, they've approved permits. The state's approved permits, right? So with all the permits in hand, you know, we're continuing to complete our construction. We have no intention of changing course.
Well, but with all the hue and cry about the schools being so close, does that change any of the way you're doing your setting up your plan?
A couple things. I just want to take a step back. So when Silfab took over this particular property,
right,
and submitted the communications and applications to the county, you know, we were deemed, you know, to be able to operate at this site as light industrial in December of 2022. Okay, so from that approval by the county, we initiated everything. I mean, we claimed the building lease. We kicked off long lead time equipment from our vendors. So that's when everything started for Silfab. It was sometime, I don't have the date in front of me, but mid first quarter of 2023 was when the property next to us or through the woods was rezoned to be for a school. So we were here first. I mean, so that needs to be, I want to make sure that's clear. You know, we were approved at this site before the property was zoned for schools. So that's one thing. Now, as far as your next question, just double checking one thing. So as far as, you know, we've already made made changes in our processes related to not necessarily for the schools, but just to be here. There were concerns about air quality, and the third phthalo reading at the York County, by the York County Council, you know, was delayed. You know, we chose to delay that until we had our first permit from DES for air permitting, right? So we wanted that in hand. So that was a delay that we accepted. We've allowed or agreed to have the evaluations or the testing of our air emissions, you know, with the frequency increased like 3 times, right? So those are just a couple of examples of additional allowances that we've made at this site.
One final question. You know, we now apparently have got a couple members of the council talking about, you know, asking for a cease and desist order. I'm sure you don't like hearing that.
I mean, it's disappointing that they continue to ask that comes up. I mean, but from SILFAB's standpoint, you know, we have a legal right to be at this site. I mean, with the permits that are in hand, you know, we're finalizing our construction, and we will soon be operational. So, I mean, we're glad to be in York County. You know, we look forward to being a you know, valuable contributor to the community. And obviously, safety, without a doubt, is our number one concern, and it's the most important thing. And I mean, just so you know, I mean, I relocated to this area. We've hired people to come to this area, but most of our workforce, you know, that we brought on board so far, and we continue to hire from this area, right? So I mean, we're not about to bring any unsafe business or operate our plant in an unsafe manner. Yeah. I mean, the goal is to take care of our people from a safety standpoint, and the controls we have in place will do that. And if our people are safe, you know, without a doubt, the community's safe.